Bugging Humphrey too. don't bug anybody without asking me. Okay?
Send to, I don't know.
problems that that we have are the human problems, and we'll keep a close eye on that.
Human.
Oh.
Human frailties.
Human frailties. People getting annoyed and some finger pointing and false accusations and any internal dissension of that nature. There's some bitterness between, for example, the Finance Committee and the Political Committee. They feel that they're taking all the heat, and all the people upstairs are bad people, and they're not being recognized. It is.
And they're all not together. Right. They should just behave and recognize this is a candidate of war. If you get a few shots, it'll be over. And we'll give them a few shots, it'll be over. I wouldn't want to be on the other side right now. Would you? I wouldn't want to be in that competitive Williams position after this election.
No, no.
None of these bastards.
He's done some rather unethical things that have come to light already, which again, Rich brought to our attention.
Yeah.
He went down
to the lows on all that.
Oh, and we are indeed.
Because afterwards, that's the guy we've got to rule in.
He had an ex parte. You want to remember, too, he's an attorney for the Washington Post.
Well, we're liable
then. Hey, we're going to fix the son of a bitch. Believe me, we are going to. You've got to, because he's a bad man.
Absolutely.
He does behave very badly in the hog runner. There's pretty bad conduct there, too, but go ahead.
Well, along that line, one of the things I've tried to do is just keep notes on a lot of people who are emerging as less than our friends.
Great.
This is going to be over someday, and we shouldn't forget the way they stuck.
I want to know. I want the most comprehensive notes on all those that have tried to do us in, because they didn't have to do it.
Right.
They didn't have to do it. I mean, that thing's been closed. They had a very close election. Everybody on the other side, I understand this game, but now they're doing this quite deliberately, and they're asking for it, and they're going to get it. And we have not used the power in this for 4 years, as you know.
Sure.
We have never used it. We haven't used the Bureau, and we haven't used the Justice Department. But things are going to change now. And they're going to change, and they're going to get it right.
That's an exciting prospect.
It's got to be done. It's an old meeting to do.
We've got to.
We've been just goddamn fools for us to come into this election campaign and not do anything in regard to the Democratic senators that are running and so forth. They're crooks. They've been stealing. They've been taking contributions from the army. And when they know they are, they've got to see us. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And it's not going to be that way anymore.
Ironic, you know, but we've gone to such extremes to do everything, you know, you and your damn regulations, and
right.
Everybody worries about not picking up a hotel bill or anything.
Well, I think we'd be proud of the White House staff. It really is.
Right.
Has no problems with that.
Well, that's right.
And they're looking at this GAOI that's going on right now. I think that they've got some suspicion in even a cursory investigation, which is not going to discover anything, that they're going to find something here. I learned today, incidentally, that I haven't confirmed this, but it came from the GAO auditor investigator who's down here, that he is down here at the Speaker of the House's request, which surprised me.
Well, goddamn the Speaker of the House, maybe we better put a little heat on him.
I think so, too.
Because he's got a lot worse problems than he's going to find down here.
That's right.
That's the kind of thing
that the police department do.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, what we really ought to do is call the Speaker and say, I regret to see you ordering GAO down here because of what it's going to cause us to require to do to you.
Why don't you get that part of it? We'll see you and talk about it.
Because he wouldn't do it. Because he wouldn't do it.
Harlow would do it, sure.
Harlow would say, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
I suppose the other area we're going to see some publicity on in the coming weeks, because I think now the indictments are down, and there's going to be a cresting on the whitewash charge, of course. I think that we can't let go. The civil case was in advance, because Patton's hearings, his banking conspiracy committee, we've got it. Whether we'll be successful or not in turning that off, I don't know. We've got a plan whereby Roth, Black, and Bittman, who are counsel for the five men.
stand up there in front of the cameras with Patman asking him all these questions. It's just going to be the whole thing, the press going over and over and over again. One suggestion was that Conley is close to Patman, and probably if anybody could talk to Turkey with Patman, Conley might be able to. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I don't think Jerry Ford has not really taken an active interest in this matter as it's developing, so Stan is going to go see Jerry Ford and try to brief him and explain some of the problems he's got. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're looking at all the campaign reports of every member of that committee. If we're convinced none of them is probably fully complying with the law either. And if they want to get into those, if they want to play rough, somebody will be there to say, well, gentlemen, we think we have to call your attention. You haven't complied, you see, you have. And we're not going to hold that a secret if you start talking campaign violations here.
What about the board?
Real life.
large team that they've assigned to nothing but this, this case. Couldn't believe it, but Maury Sands, brought by the libel suit, which was just playing so heavily on the networks last night in the evening news, they put it way back on about page 8 of the Post.
Sure.
And didn't even cover it as a, in total.
Are those depositions sealed?
argues that they won't want them unsealed. They'll want them unsealed less than we will. We may be arguing at some point to get them unsealed.
Right.
I think what's going to happen in the civil case is the judge is going to dismiss the pending complaint down there right now. They will then turn around and file a new complaint, which will refer, come back to Richie again. That'll probably happen the 21st, 22nd. Then 20 days will run until any answers will have to be filed, any depositions will be commenced. So we're eating up an awful lot of time.
But on their judge,
why will they dismiss the
president? Probably on a dual ground. Both on the substantive ground, they haven't stated a good cause of action, that there's improper class action filed, that O'Brien, he doesn't represent any class, and he'll just dismiss it on the merits. It's not a good complaint. He's already shaved it down to almost nothing on his original order. They will then have to redesign it, you know, much narrower action. But the judge himself, again, suggested something to counsel, that it's, he's got a good race to the kind of argument here. If he dismisses on the merits, that they can't file another suit. They're out of the court totally.
But our suit still hangs.
Our suit, we still, we have two suits, and we have the abuse of process and the libel suit.
We can take depositions on both of those?
Absolutely. Hell yes.